The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed.
Now have a listen to this.
Good morning. The headlines. The presidents of the United States and of Russia have spoken about the crisis in Ukraine during a telephone call initiated by Mr. Putin.
Now, that's the distinctive sound of RTE newscaster Michael Murphy. And you may have read recently that Michael's time here in RTE will soon end as his contract will expire. It was hoped it would be renewed, but not one to let grass grow under his feet. Michael has a new project on the horizon and he joins us now. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And fittingly enough, Michael, you're joining us from Spain this morning. Tell us. I am indeed. And tell us your news.
Well, I'm down in Alveria this morning. At 1 o'clock today, I'm going to be introduced to the members of the board of the Radio Nacional de España, which is rather like the authority, the RTE authority up there in Dublin. And hopefully during that lunch, I'll be signing a contract to read the news here in Spain.
In Spanish?
Yeah, in Spanish. Yes, indeed. Well, it'll be a mixture of Spanish. They're hoping for a new show, which a new channel really, Canal 6, which will be going on air on Monday the 6th of Monday the 2nd of June, and I'll be presenting the news in both English and Spanish. Starting at that time, which will be good. The contract is for 5 years and it'll be 10 days on and 10 days off. So I'll be able to get back to Dublin. I have a large psychoanalytic practice. I won't be letting the clients down. I'll be seeing them during those 10 days. So I'll be flying back and forth, essentially.
It sounds like the dream deal, Michael, given, as you say, that you have your psychoanalytical work here. And yes. Presumably then, and I don't want to be too hard on you, but presumably you've a mastery of the Spanish language.
I have indeed. Well, I've been coming to Spain for about 20 years, John, and I had a house here, I had an apartment here, and staying with a friend at the moment. So you pick up the language over the years. And if you have a good background in Latin, which I think we did, certainly in my time, sure. And, you know, it's easy. It's an easy language to learn.
So can I ask you then, just for the benefit of our listeners, as I said, we're not doubting you or anything. Would you read a current news item in Spanish for us?
Oh, God, off the top of my head, John.
Well, just something. Yeah.
Okay, I haven't done this yet. Okay, okay, off the top of my head. Hola, buenos días, soy Michael Murphy. Hoy estoy dando las noticias para Radio Nacional de España. Las dificultades que tienen que afrontar las nuevas autoridades de Kiev se multiplican. A la grave situación económica del país y la pérdida de Crimea, se suman la presión militar rusa en la frontera y las desestabilizadoras diatribas del depuesto presidente Viktor Yanukovych desde Rusia. Y eso es todo por el momento en Radio Nacional de España. So, that's off the top
well
of my
done.
Head.
Hey, yeah. Round of applause. That sounds good to me, Michael.
Okay.
I tell you what now, I have an idea what you were saying, but I do I do sort of recall you saying the word Yanukovych and
you're talking about the difficulties that Kiev is facing. Yeah. You know, the grave economic situation, the loss of Crimea and the pressure from the Russian military on the frontier, you know.
But the only thing is, Michael, I'm just struck by the fact that over the period you've been in Spain, you would have picked up a lot of conversational Spanish. So you're going to be
That's a bit more formal. It's rather like Radio 1 news. You know, there is a more formal language that is used, I suppose, really.
Yeah.
Then instead of asking for agua minerale con gas, you know.
But so, I'm just thinking of the unemployed Spanish newsreaders who might be upset. Could they not have got a local?
Look, of course they could have got a local, but what they want is the English as well. And they wanted a sort of a neutral English, not the sort of hilaro type of English voice. And they had known about me. It was interesting, John, actually. There were two things that they headhunted me on. 50% was they knew I could do the job. That was it. Yeah. But the second thing was because I had published the poetry book, The Republic of Love, and the prose book last autumn, The House of Pure Being, and to have that endorsed by NUI Galway when they gave me the honorary degree, they were really impressed with that. They're an immensely civilized people, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that was the reason that they wanted me to do this. So they're going to offer me a 5-year contract today, which is absolutely
great. Great news, given the uncertainty, the uncertainty that you had here. I'm just wondering, is it the first? Is it the first time that Spanish National Radio has employed a foreign national to read the news?
It is, yeah, it is, it is, and there's I'm only on for 10 days, so I haven't yet met my counterpart. I don't know. I'll be meeting them today at 1 o'clock. Mm. I don't know who's going to be doing the other 10 days when I'm not here.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see who they've chosen.
It sounds, as I said, it sounds like the job share from heaven. And Michael, is it a lucrative deal? Are you going to make loads of money?
It's the most money I've ever earned in my life. Yeah, it's not as good as Pat Kenny's deal, you know. No. But it's up around there, the salary of EG. Like, I mean, it is. I'm absolutely...
Are you serious? And the Spanish...
Yeah, I am indeed.
And the Spanish economy...
Yeah, I think, you know, 10 days is a very long shift.
Sure.
You know, 8-hour days. And so maybe, you know, there's some compensation in that. And they also know that I have to come down from Dublin. So, you know. But they're delighted. I'm glad somebody is delighted to get me, you know.
I thought
they were going to, an old horse, take me out to a field and shoot me.
They wouldn't have done that, Michael. They wouldn't have done that. And your reassurance, of course, to your psychotherapy patients, the fact that you will be here in the 10 days. So they won't
We will be here in the 10 days.
They won't be
at all. No, we'll be keeping the practice in Dublin.
They won't be neglected. Is there any part of you, Michael, that's a little bit upset that when it comes to employment over the next few years that you've had to rely on the place where your summer retreat is?
Yes, I look at in the newsroom at the moment. They're organising a policy against LGBT discrimination, you know, and here they are discriminating against an older gay person, and I think that's absolutely ridiculous. If there is any hint of discrimination at all, it must be got rid of. You can't get rid of one bit and keep another bit, you know.
Right.
So look. Michael Noonan is over 70, you know, not comparing myself to Gay Byrne, who's a legend. But,
he's nearly 80 as well.
He's nearly 80. And, like, I mean, he's a hero of mine,
sure,
you know.
Yeah,
and so, look, you just go on for as long as you want, really. You should have that choice, I think.
Yeah,
if you
want
to retire at 60 or 65, fine.
Yeah.
But if you can still do it. So, obviously, Radio Nacional de España, I think I can. And the actually age never came up, John.
Did it not? Wasn't mentioned.
It wasn't mentioned at all. Which is great, and I presume it won't be mentioned today.
Yeah. Anyway, lots of nice texts coming in, Michael. Wishing Michael well. I loved his books. I love his honesty. That's from Derek. Terrible news that RT would let such talent leave for Spain. Great. Good luck, Michael. I listen every night to Radio Nacional España. And Mary says, we will really miss Michael. He's a great person, and I hope he'll be back on RTE with Dahi and Maura. He is a lovely gentleman, a Cork listener as well. A lot of fans here. I don't know why you're leaving. Good man, Michael. Michael, delighted for you. You will be missed here. That's from a listener in Cork. Would you give us an El Blast, a little blast in Spanish before we let you go, Michael? Another.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, there. Yeah.
Can you sing in Spanish now?
Esto es todo por el momento en Radio Nacional de España.
What does that mean?
Oh, and that's the news for the moment, the way I always sign off.
Right.
But this time from Radio Nacional de España.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, you were saying the fact that you got the job, they were impressed with your credentials, but presumably they like your voice. They love your voice, probably. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, 50% was the voice. That was, you know, and they know I can do the job. So that was a given. But they, as I say, they're an immensely civilized people, and they appreciate literature and the endorsement from the university, that honorary degree. Sprang
helps.
It for me, there's no doubt.
Great. Well, listen, as I said, there's loads of texts coming in from people who say they're really, really going to miss you, Michael. And, you know, a lot of, you know, nice, warm congratulations.
They're very kind.
Yeah, anyway.
Very generous. Listen,
Michael, I'm just wondering, when it comes to your first day on air in Spain, you will be you'll be so nervous, it'll like be starting all over again.
Well, no, I don't think so, John. Like, I mean, you're the spot. effect on you. You're actually minding your audience the whole time. That's the training, and that automatically kicks in, as you know, when you sit in front of the microphone.
Right.
You know, the spotlight will not be on me. I won't be nervous.
Right.
I'll be minding my audience and hoping that they're enjoying the program. It's actually a mix, essentially, between Radio 1 and Lyric. They'll be playing classical music, which is an interesting type of news program. I've never done anything like that before.
Great.
So it's playing to my strengths, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, the very best of luck, Michael, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That's Michael Murphy joining us from Spain about his new gig in Spain. Sounds wonderful.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.